Okay, so I was going through the USA Today, and because I'm in Medford, Oregon, right now, and I did see a number of things I wanted to just highlight and talk about. So I saw on the news that it said in the last 5 or 6 recessions, that movie audiences have come to the movies in droves. And then in this USA Today for March 16, 2009, it says lofty opening for Witch Mountain. And they're kind of actually surprised that a movie like, A Race to Witch Mountain would take in number one spot and $25 million, especially with a movie like The Watchmen, which actually is keeping fairly good pace. And so, there's quotes in here that people said that they were just looking for something to enjoy and get lost for a couple of hours. Okay. So, I mentioned this before to people, and they think that I'm crazy that people that write books or create art or something like that are, people are going to cut from their budget. And I don't know. I have the feeling that even though ticket prices are a little bit expensive, that people want to get away from the house, get away from possibly something that they missed a payment or two or six or whatever, get away from the mail, get away from the phone that's ringing with people calling on late credit card payments or not complete credit card payments, and go into the movies. And whether you bring your own food or not, I think maybe it's still a viable option to kind of escape. And whether it's a comedy movie or whatever, and I know lots of people are saying, but Jeff, man, you can stay home and watch a DVD for free or for a couple of bucks instead of, maybe up to $10 or whatever at a theater. But the facts don't lie. The facts don't lie. So that is one thing. And another thing, in same paper here, same USA Today, hagglers thrive in new economy. Forget the price tags and ask for a discount. Even large retailers are saying yes sometimes. And it's interesting. I've been to Tijuana and I've been to other countries in Mexico. Or I'm sorry, other cities in Mexico. Sorry about that. And they, in the markets on the street, there's this really interesting way of selling things, and it's so different than America. Is when you haggle, when you discuss price, you it's an art, and Americans pretty much are not used to that. And so the key to really making a win-win for you as the purchaser is to in like Tijuana, in the outside markets, is to make the person that's selling it like feel good about giving you a good deal. And so, you say, no, this is a beautiful purse or whatever you're buying. I really love the craftsmanship, but it's just like, I can't do that. I can't pay this. And oh, sir, this is, fine leather and da da da. And then you say, no, I just can't. And you walk away. And then they come in to grab you. Okay, I'm going to cut this one. And it's this art of neither side really kind of relenting. But in this process, you do get a good deal, but you have to really work at it. And I come back to this article is that, I mean, obviously, it's saying that not every a store is going to do this, but with stores that are going out of business, you may should ask, listen, can you do any better than this? I can go over here and get a better price. It all comes back to, the country of America over the last, however many years, we've gotten so rich, some of the people here, that the stores can charge whatever, and as long as they have what you want, you'll pay whatever, and we become rats. We go to the same store pay the same price just for the sake of convenience and for this, you know, we do the same routine instead of saying, well, you know what, you know, this purse or dress or whatever, you know, could you do better than that? Like, let's see. Anyway, let's see. Furniture, appliances, electronics, and even doctor bills. The fact is, here's the bottom line. You have money. Money. And you can give it to whoever you want. And so the key is to give a little less, perhaps. But you got to ask, and you got to be nice, and you have to use, you know, a lot of tact and maybe a little bit of, you know, coercion a little bit, you know, nice coercion to get it down. And so I think there's something to be learned from, you know, maybe the, you know, Tijuana outer stores there out in the street and that type of mentality, in that you never want to demean the person that's selling you something, but you do want to ask in a nice way and say, you know, listen, this is wonderful, but I only have this. Could you go this far down? And, you know, it's interesting is like a used car or something like that. I've heard a lot of stories like this in the South, is where they walk in with cash and they go, I have cash, you know, and this price tag says this, but I have this amount. I'll give you this cash right now. And see, in the old, you know, times before, when things were good, they go, no, never. Oh, you know, we got to pay this, you know, da da da. You know, and if you could say it in a nice way, say, you know what, you have jacked up this price. This store, and it did not pay this price. The store paid a heck of a lot less than this. You're paying for the lights and this and that and all these employees and all this kind of stuff. Let's be honest, right? Well, okay, so here's my money. I have some, this is money. It doesn't take any credit, you know, any type of license to get proof. I have this money. Why don't you give this to me for less than what's written there? So that's kind of an interesting. So that's two things I noticed. And just give me one more second. I thought there was one more. Well, that's it. And I just wanted to quickly kind of give you some thoughts that I just quickly saw in the newspaper. So anyway, that's it. And thanks for listening. We'll see you. Bye-bye.